On Wednesday, August 30, 2023, Bullock County is bracing for what could be one of the most powerful storms to hit our area since Matthew or Irma. At 5 a.m. on Wednesday, Hurricane Idalia is a Cat 4 hurricane and expected to make landfall in Florida in the next few hours. We are anticipating tropical storm force winds beginning Wednesday morning. The greatest impacts for southeast Georgia and southeast South Carolina are expected to occur late Wednesday morning through early Thursday morning. Bullock County current alerts from NWS Charleston. Hazardous weather outlook. Hurricane local statement. Flood watch in effect from August 30, 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time until August 31, 2 a.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Tropical storm warning. Hurricane watch. Tornado watch in effect from August 30, 5:35 a.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time until August 30, 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. States of emergency. Governor Brian P. Kemp today issued a state of emergency order for all of Georgia on Tuesday in preparation for Hurricane Idalia's anticipated impact later this week. Bullock County Commission Chairman Roy Thompson followed the governor's state of emergency by signing a Bullock County state of emergency. This covers the entire county. Mayor McCollar signed a state of emergency for the city of Statesboro on Wednesday. A state of emergency authorizes city, county, and state officials to execute emergency management plans and respond to impacts caused by Hurricane Idalia. Shelters. Bullock County VOD and local churches and agencies like the Red Cross are monitoring possible shelter needs. At this time, Bullock County nor any of the counties surrounding Bullock are planning to open emergency shelters prior to the storm at this time. If citizens are concerned about being in an unstable structure, they encourage them to work to find family members, church members, or friends who will allow them to ride out the storm with them. Local hotels also have availability. From Ted Wynn, Bullock County Public Safety Director. Very dangerous Cat 4 Idalia will make landfall in the Big Bend of Florida in the next few hours. Currently, it is tracking NNE at 18 miles per hour with 130 miles per hour maximum sustained winds. The 5 a.m. forecast brings Idalia very close to Bullock and places us under a hurricane watch. This is a change from earlier. Idalia could still shift its track slightly and effects could vary across the county. It will move quickly to the NAE. Expect strong TS winds, hurricane force are possible under the current forecast, with rainfall between 4 to 8 inches. Starting about midday today, if you have no reason to be out, please stay off the roads and allow our crews to focus on response to situations requiring debris clearing and emergency response. Public safety and law enforcement will be fully staffed and prepared to respond, but if conditions get dangerous, we will pause response to protect them. Stay safe and things will improve as Thursday morning approaches. Bullock County Public Safety Director Ted Wynn asks Bullock County citizens to prepare now to ride out Hurricane Idalia. Starting midday, do not travel unless absolutely necessary, especially on dirt roads. Charge your electronic devices and prepare for widespread power outages. Closings, postponements, cancellations. Click here to review all closing, postponements, and cancellations. Timing: the greatest impacts for southeast Georgia and southeast South Carolina are expected to occur late Wednesday morning through early Thursday morning. Hazards and impacts details regarding the track, intensity, and timing of Idalia are still being adjusted. However, confidence in the following impacts is increasing: heavy rainfall and flash flooding. Rainfall totals are forecast to range between 4 to 8 inches inland Ga, SC, and 1 to 3 inches closer to the coast. Strong, gusty winds. There is a high probability of tropical storm force winds across southeast Ga and SC. Hurricane force winds are possible across portions of the SE Ga and portions of the lower SC Lowcountry, greatest potential south of the I-16 corridor, and the adjacent Ga, SC Atlantic Waters. Storm surge, coastal flooding. Based on the timing of the current forecast track, the Wednesday evening, till 8:30 p.m., high tide cycle will produce the highest water levels, 2 to 4 feet of water inundation near the immediate coast and tidal waterways, rip currents, high surf, and possibly significant beach erosion. Risk for tornadoes across portions of SE GA, SC WED and WED. Night. Keep monitoring Grice Connect. Grice Connect is committed to being here for you, providing you the important news you need, when you need it. We are monitoring the storm and will keep you updated as Idalia progresses. Now is the time to be thinking about your hurricane preparation plans, which include liking and following Grice Connect on Facebook and subscribing to Grice Connect daily emails so you can keep up with how this storm could impact Statesboro and Bullock County. For more hyperlocal Statesboro, Georgia Southern, and Bullock County news and events delivered directly to your inbox every day, subscribe to Grice Connect's Bullock daily email by clicking here. Totally free and all local. Unsubscribe at any time.